Today's daf is Menachas Daf Tes, and we will begin 6 lines from the bottom of Daf Ches Amid Beis. Guf, Am Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Shlomim Sheshachtam Behechol Ksheirim. So we know that Shchitas Kachim took place in the Azara. Kachim Kadashim Shchitasim B'Tzafoin. Kachim Kalim Shchitasim B'Chol Makim B'Azara. The Azara, not the Hechol, not the Kodesh HaKadoshim, stating that Rabbi Yochanan said that a carbon shlomen that was shachot in the Hechol is going to be kosher. How does he know that? I thought it has to be in the Azara. Shenema, because the pasuk says, v'shachatu pesach hayomayit. When the Torah describes the Azara as the place where you were supposed to shecht kachem kalim, the Torah describes the Azara as the gateway to the hayomayit. Other words, it sounds like the chshivas of the Azara is in relation to the Oyel Moed. If that's the case, madach, the Azara of the Oyel Moed is kasher for shechita. So certainly the Oyel Moed itself, la yehei tafel, which is the Azara, chama min ha'ikar. So if you can shecht in the Azara, certainly you should be able to shecht in the Hechel. Meisvei freik the Gemara, b'yudim ha'mesei ro'aymer, b'yudim ha'mesei ro'aymer, minayim shemikifo, ev dekechavim is the Azara. How do you know that if ev dekechavim surrounded the Azara, so much so, Rashi says that the Jews, the Kayanim, had to hide in the Hechel. So the Kayhanim are literally, they're in the Hechel, they're taking cover now from everything going on outside. How do you know that in that instance the Kayhanim are allowed to eat Kachin Kedashim and Shiorim Menachis in the Hechel? Again, where are you supposed to eat Kachin Kedashim and Shiorim Menachis in the Azara? So how do you know that in this instance, certainly sounds like a Shas Hadchak, that the Kayhanim were allowed to eat the Kachin in the Hechel? Talmud Loim, that's what I'm from a Pasuk. It says, B'Kodesh HaKedashim Taichlenu. It says you could eat it in the Kodesh HaKedashim. It sounds like even in the Kodesh HaKedashim itself, certainly in the Hechel, you'd be allowed to eat. What's the Gemara's Kashava Lomali Crow? Why do I need a pasuk for that? Lema, why can't you make Rabbi Yochanan's Cheshbin? When the Torah says that Kachi Kedashim and the Shiar Menachas had to be eaten in the Azara, how does the Torah describe the Azara? Bachatzar Oyo Moyed Yoichlua. So the same diuk. The Torah is saying that the chashivos of the Azara as it relates to Achilas Kachi Kedashim is the fact that it's the gateway, it's the chatzar of the Oyo Moyed, is Veloya He Tafel Chamim Ben Eker. So why do I need a pasuk to tell me, B'kodesh HaKadoshim Teichlenu, that you're allowed to eat Kachi Kedashim in the Hechel, L'chura, from the pasuk B'chatzar Oyo Moyed itself, I would know that. Just like El Pesach Oyo Moyed teaches me not only that you're allowed to shecht a carbon shlomim in the Azara, but you can also shecht it in the Hechel. Because if you could shecht it in the Pesach of the Oyel Moed, certainly in the Oyel Moed itself. So for the same price, I can make the same exact calculation and say that Kachi Kedashim, if it could be eaten B'chatzar Oyel Moed, certainly it could be eaten in the Oyel Moed itself. Elamai, from the fact that I need a pasuk to tell me that you could eat Kachi Kedashim in the Hechel, that's a raya, you don't make that deal. So how does Rabbi Yochanan have a right to say that from El Pesach Oyel Moed, I know that you could shecht Kachim Kalim, even in the Hechel, but the Gemara says the two have nothing to do with each other. Avod, Avoida, the Adam Oyve b'makam Rabbi, Amrinon Shalei, Tafel Chamim in Iker. Achilo, Shein Adam Oichel b'makam Rabbi, Time of the Kosav Kra, Holy Kosav Kra, Lo Yehei Tafel Chamim in Iker, Lo Yamin. Rabbi Yochanan said his halacha regarding Avoida. We're discussing Shechita, and although the Gemara says Shechita lav Avoida he, but on some level, of course, it really is an Avoida. It's not Avoida to the point that you would need a Kayin, like Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, Haktara, etc. But at the same time, it's certainly an act of service to Hashem. Being that that's what it is, it makes sense to say that it's okay, even in the Hechel, where you're literally lefnei Hashem, to go ahead and worship. So madach, you could do the shechita in the Azara, certainly you could do the shechita in the Hechel. But when it comes to Achila, it's just the opposite. Achila, in essence, is something personal. At the end of the day, the Kehanim are benefiting when they eat from the Kachim. And as a result, it'd be a svara to say that ein adam oichel b'makom rabbi. Maybe it's only in the Azara, where at least there's a little bit of a distance between you and the Shechina. Over there, it's okay for you to eat. But to eat, when you're literally lefnei Hashem in the Hechel, I mean, everybody would understand that in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you're probably not allowed to eat. I mean, the only day the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim was they weren't allowed to eat. It was on Yom Kippur. But in svara, it would certainly reason to say that you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you have to do some sort of avoida. But to Essen, that doesn't seem appropriate. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying. There is a svar of lo yehei tafel chamim in ha'ikr, but only as it relates to avoida. But as it relates to achila, over there is no svar of lo yehei tafel chamor min ha'ikr. Little vayit, and then we'll speak at a har. Itmar balala chutz l'chaymes ha'azara. So when the mincha was prepared, as we go through Masechtas Menachos, we'll be more and more familiar with the process. But it started off something like this. A mincha was made up primarily of three ingredients. It was silas, that's flour. In almost all cases, it was the flour that came from wheat. There were two exceptions, the minchas kanois and the minchas ha'omer, where the flour came from barley. But there was flour, there was oil, and there was levaina, which is some sort of incense. Those were the core ingredients in most karbonos mincha. Now, the way the flour and the oil were mixed was a kli shares was brought. So you had to have a kli shares. The keli had to have kedusha. The mincha was put in the kli shares twice. Once at the onset, and then after the kmitza was done, the kaimitz was put into a second kli shares. So they brought a kli shares, and they put oil in the kli shares. They put soilus on top of that oil. Then they would add more oil, mix it together, and then they would put oil tzendritinmo. So there was oil poured three times into the klisharis, soilus once. You start off with a little bit of oil, add soilus, then oil again. When they mixed the oil and the soilus together, it was an avoida. It was the avoida of belila. It actually was an avoida. We'll see in a minute that there's a machlekes whether the belila was able to be done outside of the azara. It was, on some level, definitely an avoida. Then they would pour the oil, for the third time, that too was an avoida. It was known as the avoida of Yitzika. It too had a chashivos. Either way, there was this mixture of oil and silas, and then, of course, the rest of the process was somewhat familiar with. The Gemaras will discuss. But for now, we're discussing the avoida of belila. So this is that process where the oil and the flour is being mixed. Says the Gemara, above lochot lechem es azar. If the belila was on outside of the walls of the azar, Rabbi Yechonam apsula Reish Lakish amik sheira. Rabbi Yechonam says it's pasul. Reish Lakish says it's kosher. Rabbi Yechonam amik sheira dechsev vayitz. It says Yitzika, it talks about putting the Levina, the Belila, the Hadar. It's only afterwards that the Torah says Veheviya Bnei Harna Kayanim Bekamats. It's only afterwards the Torah says take the mincha, hand it over to the Kayhanim, and let the Kayhanim deal with it moving forward, kmitza, etc. But it's mikmitza ve'elach mitzvahs kohuna. It's only from the kmitza on that you need a kayim. Limeid, you see from the yitziko b'lila, shekshayr bazar. So Rabbi Yechonon said, it's pretty straightforward. You see that the yitzika and the b'lila kasha bazar. Okay. Umid, de kohuna loibaya, being that you don't need kayim, p'nim nami loibaya. So it makes sense, argues Reish Lakish, that it shouldn't have to be in the azara. So again, Reish Lakish holds that if the b'lila was done outside of the walls of the azara, the mincha is going to be kasher. How does you know that? He says it's simple arithmetic. You don't need a kayin to do the belila. If you don't need a kayin, that tells me it's not an avoida. If it's not an avoida, then it can be done by chutz as well. Rabbi Yechonon says it's possible. Why? Kiven dasi yasa b'kliu. It's true you don't need a kayin to do the belila, but the belila had to be done in a klisharis. The soilus and the shemen were in a klisharis while the avoida of belila was being done. So being that it had to be done in a keli, nehi di kahuna loibai, granted you don't need a kayin, but pnim yas bai. But from the fact that you need a klisharis, you shouldn't need pnim. In other words, two facts regarding belila. Fact number one, it didn't have to be done by a kayin. Azar was able to do belila. Nobody argues with that. Fact number two, it had to be done at kli sharis. Nobody argues with that either. Reish Lakish says, from the fact that it doesn't require kayin, that's right, it's not an avoida. If it's not an avoida, you do a bachotz. Reish Yechonon says just the opposite. From the fact that it has to be done in a kli sharis, that's a raya that on some level it is an avoida. If on some level it is an avoida, that means it can't be done bachotz, says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasit Rabbi Yechonon, a right Rabbi Yechonon, Balu Azar Ksheira, although it's true that a zar could do the belila, because it's only from kmitza ve'elach that you have to have kahuna, but at the same time, chutz l'chaymes ha'azara is going to be possible. It's a tanya kavasit Rabbi Yechonon. Incidentally, Tosfos asks Akasha that how could you tell me that from the fact that it's kosher bizarre, that's a basis. Reish Lakish is taina that it could be done outside of the azara. Shchita teichiyach. Shchita, we know the Gemara says lava vaydei, because shchita is ksheir bizar, and shchita had to be done b'fneim. We just learned the Gemara. It has to be done either b'tzofin or chal makim b'azara, maybe even in the heichal. But you see clearly from shchita, that shchita's something that's ksheir bazar, and at the same time it requires pnim. So how could Reish Lakish say that from the fact that belila is ksheir bazar, that's a raya that it would be kosher to do b'fneim? But that's something that maybe we'll talk about another day. But just for now, before we go back to one ara, so the daf began with a memory from Rabbi Yechonon. Shlomim sheshachdan beheichal ksheir. Karbon Shlomim, where the Shechita was done on the Heichal, it's going to be kosher. Miches Chinuch, a mitzvah Kuf Pei Dalet, makes a deal. Says, it sounds like Rabbi Yochanan was saying a halacha b'di'evet. Shlomim sheshachton b'di'evet, the Heichal is going to be kosher. But l'katchila, it's not okay to take your Karbon Shlomim, bring it into the Heichal, and do the Shechita over there. And Miches Chinuch says, Meicha Teisi. Why not? To the extent that Rabbi Yochanan has a mocker, that the makam shchita of kachem kalam is not only in the azara, lo yehei tafel chamam in the ikar, it could be done in the heichal as well. So maybe it should be okay likatchila to take a carbon shlomim and bring it into the heichal. And Mechas Chinuch says it's clear not that way. Shlomim sheshachton b'di'evet beheichal. Mechas Chinuch says I'm struggling. I don't understand why. Says Mechas Chinuch, it could be the pshat as follows. We know it says in the Torah, Hashem told the Aharon HaKohen that. Now that pasuk is mentioned in Parshas Achrimos. It's in the context of the Avodah on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, one day a year, the Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim four times. He did Avodah in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Davin in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but four times on Yom Kippur, but only one day a year, the Kohen Gadol was allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What about any other day, on a Sunday in August? He wasn't allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadosh. That's something that every single child knows, that the Kohen Gadol had an Azar, even the Kohen Gadol, certainly Kohen Hedyot, certainly Azar, was not allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadosh unless it was Yom Kippur. What not everybody knows is that same pasuk of Al Yovel B'chol Eisal HaKadosh is not talking exclusively about the Kodesh HaKadosh. It's true about the Heichal as well. It was not okay for a person to just go ahead and randomly enter the Heichal. Even a Kohen couldn't just enter the Heichal. Now, the Heichal had the Shulchan in it, you had the Mizbech HaPrimi, you had the Menorah, so there were certain Avoidas, there were certain things that were done on the Heichal. So obviously, on a daily basis, it was necessary for Kohanim to enter the Heichal to do what they had to do. But if you were going to go in and not do what you had to do, just to go in, was not okay. The way this Azara is referred to in Chazal was a Biyarei Kamis. And that's the punchline. You weren't allowed to just enter the Heichal. You can enter the Heichal to do an Avodah. You can enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim to do the Avodah. So the only time there was an Avodah done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim was Yom Kippur. It's for that reason, if you would enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim any day of the year other than Yom Kippur, essentially you were entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim not doing an Avodah, because there is no Avodah to do. Thus, it's a Biyarei Kamis. If you would enter the Heichal not doing the Avodah, it's a Biyarei Kamis. So if you went to light the Menorah, it's not a Biyarei Kamis. You're lighting the Menorah. If you went on Shabbos to the changing of the guard, we just had it, four kayanim, to flip the lechem upon him, to carry the old Levina, the new Levina, okay, you're doing an Avodah. It's not a Biyarei Kamis. But if you're just going into the Heichal, not doing an Avodah, you're not doing something to the Menorah, the Shulchan, the Ketores on the Mizbeach HaPrimi, then in essence, it's a Biyarei Kamis. Bottom line is, Va'al Yavi B'chol Eisal HaKodesh teaches me a halacha that's called Biyarei Kamis. You're not allowed to enter the Heichal unless you're doing an Avodah. But if you're not doing an Avodah, you can't enter the Heichal. Zok to Michas Chinuch, a Charifos. Shechita lav avoidehi. If shechita is lav avoidehi, if you're going to enter the Heichal and you feel I'm doing enough, what are you going to do? Shechita? Shechita is not an avoidah. If it's not an avoidah, it means I entered the Heichal without doing an avoidah. What do you mean? I did shechita. That's Zvacha 101. That's Menachas 101. Everybody knows that. That's shechita lav avoidehi. It's a Biyarei Kamis. If it's a Biyarei Kamis, you're going to be over the loisase of a chol yom v'chleis al kodesh. So says Michas Chinuch, Rabbi Yechon couldn't tell you you have a right to go to katchila and do shechita in the heichal. It's a makom shechita. It's very nice. It's a makom shechita. It's true. There's no psul makom if the shechita is done in the heichal. But the katchila, it's going to be a Biyarei Kamis. You're going to be over the lav of a chol yom v'chleis al kodesh. What did Rabbi Yechon say? Rabbi Yechon said if you shechted in the azar, it's kosher. I mean, if you would shechted in your backyard, it'd be possible. But if because it's not the makom shechita, the heichal is a makom shechita. But at the same time, being that shechita lav avodehi, if you go there l'katchila, it's going to be a Biyarei Kamis. That's why Rabbi Yochanan was medayek b'lashonei hazav. He didn't say it's okay to shecht in the heichal. It's not okay. What he said was if you shecht it in the heichal b'di'evir, it's going to be kasha. Zok to Gemara. So somebody prepared a carbon mincha, and he went through the first part of it. He put the oil in the klishares, he added the soilus, more oil, he mished it, more oil, he worked it all out, and he's ready to do the kmitzi. He hands it over to the kayanim, and right before the kayan, who won the gairo, is about to do kmitza with this mincha, some of it got lost. Right? This is flour. So some of the mincha is gone. It's not here anymore. Rabbi Yechonon says, big deal. Just find a little bit more silas, add some oil, you know, just make sure you work it out. But as long as you can figure out the technicalities, it's not a big deal. No, you can't do that. You can't just go ahead and be mashlamit. In other words, this mincha is possible. This mincha is a mincha chaseira. And as a result, you have to replace the entire mincha. You can't just replace the little bit that was lost. It says, it's only from the kmitza forward that we say that a mincha that's missing is a mincha chasera. Thus, you can't simply replace it. Rather, you have to replace the entire mincha. Shlokish Amarei, Shlokish says, that it's not okay because Kedusha Sli Kavaleh. As soon as you put the mincha in the original Klisharis, now it's already chal mincha. If something's missing, it's a mincha chaseira, it's a mincha psula. Thus, you can't go ahead and you can't be mashlamit. If the mitzayra, who as part of his esoteric tahira process, had to bring a loig shemen. So he had to have a loig, that's a measurement of oil. What happens if some of the oil was lost? In achla yatzak yimaleno. So it's a brisa. The brisa says that even after it's in a klisharis, if some of it gets lost, it's not a big deal. You could just refill it, make up whatever got lost, and it's fine. Once you do the yitzika, if then some of the oil gets lost, is chaser, then it's a problem. So Rabbi Yechanan said that even though it's not the same sugya, we're discussing a karban mincha, and I'm bringing you a raya from the loik shem and shel mitzayra, but in principle, fundamentally, there is one similarity, and that is that you see Rabbi Yechanan said that the kvius of the loik shem and shel truma, of the mitzayra, does not happen when it's in the klisharis. It doesn't happen until you do the avodah with it, until you do the yitzika. So Rabbi Yechanan said, I think the same is true for the mincha, that just putting the mincha in the klisharis doesn't make it a mincha, that if part of it is missing now, it should be chaser. It's not until you do the first avodah with it, which is the kmitza. And the Gemara says, tiufta, it's a great kasha, tiufta dereish lakish. But you see over here in this Gemara, a major lumnus, and we'll leave this for the lumnum. We'll do what we do. But you see from this Gemara, a major lumnus, and that is that you would think that the shame mincha is complete. It's nishlam. When you prepare the mincha, you take the silas and the shemen, and as long as you do everything you're supposed to do, it's all in a klisharis. Chaba mincha. Chaba mincha, what does that mean? If it's chaser, if I'm missing part of it, it's a mincha chasera. A mincha chasera means it's a pasul mincha. I can't just go ahead and be mashlamit. The whole mincha's pasul. I have to get rid of the mincha. I have to dispose of it the way you dispose of psulei hamakdashim. That would be the reasonable next thing to do. Rabbi Yochanan saying that the shame mincha is not nishlam until you do the kmitza. The avodas hakmitza is mashlim, the shem mincha, and it's only from that point on, from when I do the kmitza, that we say that a part of the mincha is missing, ichaba mincha chasera. But until I do the kmitza, even though I prepared it, the table's set, we're ready to roll. It's in a klisharis, exactly, it doesn't matter. The shem mincha, if you take a look at Rashi, this is what Rashi says, the shem mincha is not nishlam, Rashi's lashon, the chokama do leikomitz leimikarya mincha. Amazing. So the shem mincha is not kavua until you do the kmitza. Regardless, that's all. So we just mentioned over here an idea that a mincha chasera is possible. And the Gemara Namad Beis is going to bring two makaris for it. But the idea that a karban mincha had to be complete, and if at some point in the process the mincha became chaser, part of the mincha was missing, it would disqualify the whole mincha. It throws the whole system off, and you literally have to start from scratch with new silas, new shemen, new levina. You have to do everything from the beginning. So there's an idea that a mincha that's chaser is possible. The context over here was where part of the mincha became chaser before the kmitza. So you prepared the mincha, it's in a klisharis, now part of it is missing. The question is, do I have to get rid of everything because I have a mincha pasula or no? Just make up the difference and move forward. Is the klisharis kaveya the mincha, thus creating, establishing a mincha chasera, or is it the kmitza that does that? So now the Gemara is going to bring another machloikis, also with Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish. We always speak out in the daf. Whenever there's machloikis, Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, you know you're learning a real sugya. That was the Talmud Bavli's way of telling us this is intense, this is serious. So we have another machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, again regarding a mincha chaser. Zok de Gemara Itmar Shirayim Shechasru Ben Kmitza LaAktara. So what does Shirayim mean in the context of mincha? So the Shirayim in the context of a zevach is the leftover blood. After you did the zrika, there was Shiyari Hadam. What do you do with Shiyari Hadam? They used to pour it on the yisoid of the Mizbeach. This yisoid, that yisoid, but that's what they did with the Shirayim. Shirayim in the context of a mincha means something completely different. It's the leftover of the mincha. So part of the mincha, the koimitz, went on the Mizbeach. You did the haktara with the koimitz. Whatever was left over was known as the Shirayim. In almost all menaches, The din of the Shirayim was, it was eaten. It was only eaten by Kehanim, because the mincha is Kodesh Kedoshim. Every single mincha is Kodesh Kedoshim. We always speak out to Kliyakar, who says that the reason a mincha is always Kodesh Kedoshim, because who brought the mincha? The poor person brought the mincha. For the ani, nefesh ki sakrif, it comes with mesiris nefesh. His carbon comes with lev, it comes with hearts. The gvir, you know, he a kenzich, right? He can afford it. I was afraid to say that word. But the minchas ani, that's always Kodesh Kedoshim. As a result, it's only eaten with zichrei kahuna. But the bottom line is that the shirayim in the context of a mincha is always the part of the mincha. It's what's left over after the Haktaras koimetz, and it's always eaten with zichrei kahuna. So what happened over here? You have shirayim, shechasrub, and kmitza laktara. So the kmitza was done. This is important. The kmitza was already done. The haktara wasn't done yet. So the kohen's walking around, he has it in his koimetz, he's making sure he doesn't lose anything. And in that interim period, between the kmitza and the haktara, part of the shirayim got lost. Not completely. Some of it is here. It was chaser. Shirayim shechasru ben kmitza laktara. Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan says, ma'ak tekoimetz aleim. It's not a big deal. You could do the haktara sakoimetz. The fact that you're missing some of the shirayim doesn't disqualify the mincha to the point that you can't be makta the kindness. Shlokish of the shlokish doesn't even makta kindness. No, you can't be makta the kindness. Sakta gemar. Libid Rabbi Eliezer. Coin Rabbi Eliezer. Kuliyam aloy pliki. There's no machlekes. Libid pliki alibid Rabbi Yeshua. So who's this Rabbi Eliezer? Who's this Rabbi Yeshua? So the Gemara explains. Now we learn to the Mishnah. Nitmu shiyareo. Nisrafu shiyareo. Avdu shiyareo. Very similar case. In this case, what happened was all the shirayim were impacted. Either all the shirayim became tummy, all the shirayim were burnt, all the shirayim got lost. So again, Kayan is bringing the kaimitz. He did the kemitza, and after the kemitza, before the haktara, the entire shirayim, everything is gone. So what's the halacha? Kemidas Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds ksher. Kemidas Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua holds psul. So says the Gemara. According to Rabbi Eliezer, that holds that if all the shirayim is gone, it's still okay to be makta the koimetz. Certainly, if only some of the shirayim is gone, it's going to be okay to be makta the koimetz. Again, the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish is when some of the shirayim disappeared between the kmitz and the aktara. It was chaser. So you have some of it, you don't have all of it. Says the Gemara. Coin Rabbi Eliezer that holds in a mission. It's a furish Rabbi Eliezer that if all the shirayim disappeared between the kmitz and the aktara, it's kosher. So, avada, if all of it is gone, it's kosher. If some of it is gone, it's certainly going to be kosher. It's not a question. The question is, alibid Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that if all of it is gone, it's going to be possible. What if only some of it is gone? That's essentially the shayla. I mean, how far do you take shittas Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua said, if it was nitmo, nisraf, nevat, all the shirayim, what's the halacha? It's possible. What about if it was only miktas? Man, the puzzle. Man, the one that says puzzle. That's Rish Lakish. Rabbi Shua says, Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua says, you have to have the shirayim there. Uman the machsher, Rabbi Yechanan, ad kan like, Rabbi Shua hasam el guloy ishtayr. No, Rabbi Shua only said his halacha, but there was nothing left over. Where all of it is gone. Aval hechad ishtayr. But if some of it is gone, I feel Rabbi Shua moidele. Even Rabbi Shua is going to be moide. And the Gemara says, I'll prove to you that shita. Meaning, there seems to be a mefurish araya to Rabbi Yochanan, that even though Rabbi Yeshua said that if the shirayim is gone, it's possible, he only meant where all the shirayim is gone. But if as long as some of the shirayim is remaining, Rabbi Yeshua never said his halach. How do I know that? Now, Rabbi Yeshua never said it in the context of menachis. Rabbi Yeshua said it in the context of zvachim. Tanya, we're going to the brayis. Rabbi Yeshua says, kol ha-zvachim shebetayro, all zvachim in the Torah, she-neshtayim mehem kizayis basar, oy kizayis chelev. So what does it mean, kol ha-zvachim shebetayro? Zevach means a regular carbon. Kol ha-zvachim would mean oyla, chatas, asham, pesach, bechor, right, etc. The whole list of zvachim, if you have a kizayis of basar or a kizayis of chelev, kizayis basar means a kizayis of basar that was eaten by kehanim. Kizayis of chelev means a kizayis of the basar that was put on the mizbeach. Taloch is zarek adam. That's enough to do zrika. Kichatzi zayis basar, kichatzi zayis chelev. What if you don't have a kizayis basar or kizayis chelev? You have half a zayis of basar, half a zayis of chelev. Then taloch is any darek as adam. Then you can't do zrika. Uba oilo. If you have a carbon oilo, I feel like kichatzi zayis basar or kichatzi zayis chelev zarek as adam. Even if you only have a half a zayis of basar, half a zayis of chelev, that's enough to do zrika. Mipnei sheba oilo kula kol. The reason is because in oilo there's no difference difference between the basar and the chaylev. The basar goes on the mizbeach, and the chaylev goes on the mizbeach. And as a result, over there, they could be mitzdarif. Ubimincha, when it comes to a carbon mincha, afal picha kula kayemes lo yizrach. Even if the entire mincha is there, lo yizrach. So the Gemara says, once I could mincha maya vidite. Who's talking about a carbon mincha? We're talking about zvachim. We're not discussing a mincha. Amra papa, minchas nesachim. We mean the mincha that used to come together with karbanas. There were many karbanas that came along with a mincha. What's the Bryce is saying? I would have thought, being that the minchas nesachim came together with the zevach, ki gufa de zevach damya, it should be treated as part of the zevach. So maybe there's a halacha that if the mincha's gone, that too is enough to disqualify the carbon. Kamash malon, that it doesn't have the ability to disqualify the carbon. So what's going on? What's going on here is the Gemara's saying that there's another Rabbi Shua in Shas. Again, we're discussing now a carbon mincha. Learn Mesachtas Menachis. The mincha was chaser between the kmitza and the haktara. We want to know, the fact that some of the shirayim disappeared, does that throw off the entire mincha, or does that not throw off the entire mincha? Deichan says it's kosher. Reish Lakish says it's possible. Says the Gemara, the whole shaila is alibi to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that if all the shirayim would be nevar or nisraf or nitma between the kmitza and the haktara, the mincha would be possible. According to him, did he mean only if all of it disappeared? Or even if some of it disappeared. Reish Lakish says, what's the difference? If all of it is gone, it's possible. That means if some of it is gone, it's going to be possible. He says, no, I can't like come, Rabbi Yeshua. Only if all of it is gone. But as long as some of it is gone, it's going to be okay. And this seems to be a stalemate. We don't have a raya one way or the other. It's a nice shaila. Does Rabbi Yeshua mean all of it? Or does Rabbi Yeshua mean some of it? Bazok to Gemara, there's a mefurish raya to Rabbi Yochanan. And the raya is not from Menachis, but the raya is from Zvachim. Because this same Rabbi Yeshua said his halacha by Zvachim. It's Rabbi Yeshua Lishitasa. What was the context over there? Similar shaila. You have a carbon, and you're about, the kohen's about to do the zrika. And right before he does the zrika, he realizes the basar's gone. So the says Rabbi Yeshua, it's a problem. Rabbi Yeshua says it's a problem. If you don't have any basar, you can't do zrika. Just like you can't be makta to the kohen's if there's no shirayim, so too you can't do zrika if there's no basar. So says Rabbi Yeshua, what's the halacha? If you have a kezayis of basar that was nechal, or a kezayis of basar that went on the mizbeach, also known as chaylev, then it's okay. It's if you have less than a kezayis, then it's not going to be okay. So what do you see from Shitas Rabbi Yeshua? That it's only if all of it is gone. If you have less than a kezayis, that it's a problem. But if you have a kezayis, that's enough. In other words, Rabbi Yeshua only said his halacha that you can't do zrika if there's no basar. If there's zero basar, or less than a shir basar, there's less than a kezayis. But as long as you have a kezayis, even though it's chaser, somi, you started off with a whole cow, and now you're left with a kezayis. It's very little proportionate to what you started off. Doesn't matter. There's no issue of chaser. The issue is if it's completely gone. So the chur by menachas, it should be the same thing. So says the Gemara, this would seem to be a very compelling raya to Rabbi Yochanan. Akasha Reish Lakish. How can Reish Lakish say Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Shua's halacha is true? Not only if it's completely gone, but even if it's chaser, Rabbi Yeshua in Zvachim Toichiach, he said very, very clearly that if it's chaser, it's okay. He said, as long as you have a kezayis, that alone is going to be enough. Says the Gemara, man the pasul, Reish Lakish is going to tell you, Shani Hacha Damakra. You know, I hold that Rabbi Yeshua's halacha by Menachis is different than his halacha by Zvachim. I know Rabbi Yeshua by Zvachim said that as long as something is remaining, that's okay. Meaning there's no psul chaser. But Rabbi Shua by Menachis is going to hold there is a psul chaser. The Amakra, the Pasuk says, V'heiru makoyim in amincha, es askarasa, v'hikter ha-mizbecha. So we're talking about the kohen is about to do the haktara. That's the context. V'hikter ha-mizbecha. And the Torah says, he has to take the mincha. And we learn from the word the, the hey hayidia, ad isa lakula mincha. You have to have the entire mincha there. So it's from there, says, it's from there, said Reish Lakish, I know that Rabbi Yeshua is going to hold that you need the entire mincha, and as long as the mincha is chaser, that's going to be enough to throw off the entire mincha. Not in Svara, because in Svara, I know Rabbi Yeshua holds not that way. In Svara, I know Rabbi Yeshua holds as a chiluk between it being completely gone and only being chaser. You see that by Zvachim. But here I have a pasik. The pasik says ha-mincha, says ve'idach. And what's Rabbi Yochanan going to do with the word ha-mincha? Rabbi Yochanan is telling to Rabbi Yeshua in Zvachim to Rabbi Yeshua in Menachis. I thought there's a pasik over here that says ha-mincha. Ve'idach, min ha-mincha, mincha sha-hoysa kvar. Min ha-mincha means that the mincha had to be complete before the kmitza. But not necessarily, meaning at the time of the Akhtara, you have to be makter a mincha that was complete before the kmitza. But you don't have to be makter a mincha right now that's complete right now. It, the Ham Mincha is referring to the status that it was in prior to the Kemitza. But if it became Chaser between the Kemitza and the Haktara, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yeshua, it's going to be Kasha. Zok the Gemara, it's Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon asked Reish Lakish Akash. Again, Rabbi Yechon holds that according to Rabbi Yeshua, Mincha, that Shirayim became Chaser between Kemitza and the Haktara is Kasha. Reish Lakish holds, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yeshua, a Mincha whose Shirayim became Chaser between Kemitza and Haktara is Pasas. Rabbi Yechon said, I'm going to bring a Raya to you that it's Kasha. What was his Raya? Mi merchak tavi lachma, pun intended, from the lechem haponim. Says the Gemara, Eis v'Rav Yechon on the Reish Lakish, Ad shalai pirka nifras. What happens if as the Kayan is doing the Avodah on the lechem haponim, the breads broke. They physically broke. And in our context, we have to add one piece. It also was chaser. So actually, pirka nifras, if before the kohen had a chance to do the change. Incidentally, what was the changing of the guard of the lechem haponim? Right, so the loaves would stay there midei Shabbos lo Shabbat, literally, right? That's when it was. It was on Shabbos. Shabbos afternoon, mishei shayis ulamayla. The mishmaris in the Beis HaMikdash would switch, right? We know all the Kehanim were divided into mishmaris. How many mishmaris were there? So the Gemara says there were chavdalid mishmaris. But the truth is, it was only chavdalid in the times of Chazal, because just based on the amount of Kehanim that there were and the amount of avodah that had to be done, it made sense to divide it into 24 mishmaris. As a result, you had 48 weeks, and because Yantif, everybody did the avodah. So each mishmar essentially worked twice a year. That's the way it played out. But the Rambam says that in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, there were four mishmaris. I mean, it flipped. Michas Chinuch says that Lasot Lavoi, when all the Kehanim are going to come, Lachatchias HaMesim, there's going to be a lot. The mishmaris are going to be relative to the amount of Kehanim, the amount of Jews, the amount of Avodah. There's no magic to the number of Chavdalid mishmaris. That's just, boom, is what it was. But there was a mishmar. Every week, there was literally a changing of the guard where Kehanim would step down and they would hand over the... When did that happen? On Shabbos. You know, Shabbos is a Yom Menucha, but ironically, that was the day that was very busy in the sense that that's when you started your shift. So the Kohen shift started Shabbos afternoon. Musaf, Kiddush, Sida, Shei Shais Ulamayla, Shabbos afternoon, that's when they switched. And what they did was it was precisely at that time, they would take the bread, the lechem upon him, and they would divide the breads amongst the two mishmaris. So the mishmar Yoytzei would get half, and the mishmar Nichnas would get the other half. Then they would, when they removed the breads, they would put the new breads on, and that's how it went. It followed that process every week. Now, in order to be able to eat from the lechem aponim, you had to do a haktara. The haktara was the bezichei levoina. You take the two bezichei levoina, these two scoops of levoina that were sitting on the shulchan, that would be makter on the mizbeach hachitzoin. There was an avodah sa'ilocha, taking the bezichei levoina, right? Remember, from the shulchan to the mizbeach hachitzoin, machshav is pigol, the whole 9 yards. But it was an avodah. The ha'ilocha, they would literally walk it to the mizbeach hachitzoin, take the levoina, be makter it on the mizbeach, and it was then that all the breads, right? All kachim, in order to eat kachim, you had to do something to be makter it. It was always that way. What was makter the shiorim menachis? The haktar of the kohenim. What was makter the basar of kachim? It was the zrika. You always needed to do something to be makter. What was makter the lachme toida? The avoida of the carbon toida. What was makter the shtei alechem on shvuas? The kivsei atzeres. What was makter the lechem aponim? The haktar of the levoina. There's always a matter-nitter relationship, but the point is that you needed to be makter the levoina in order to be able to eat the lechem upon him. Okay, so what happened? The kohen is he's removing the breads from the shulchan. In Misha, actually, pirka, if before he removed the breads from the shulchan, nifras, they broke, halechem pasal, the lechem is pasal, not just that, ve'im makter le'ez ha'bezichen. It throws off everything. You can't even be makter the bezichi levoina anymore. Then Misha, pirka, nifras, lachma, but if the breads broke and became chaser, but after they were already removed from the shulchan, then the halach is halechem pasul, the lechem is pasul, you could be makdeh b'zich. Vam Rabbi Laza said, Rashi says, we don't need Rabbi Laza for our sugya, but the Gemara is just bringing it. Vam Rabbi Laza, loy pirka pirk mamish. It doesn't mean literally, the determining factor is not if you removed the breads before it broke, or you didn't remove it. Elokim v'chagi is man alafark. What matters is, was it the time to remove it? It was Mishay Shoyzulamai Shabbos afternoon, or it wasn't the time to prove. But what's the bottom line? What you see from here is that there's an idea that even though the breads of the Lechem Haponim broke, you could still be Makter the Levoina. Now, the Gemara throughout Masechtas Menachos draws a parallel between the Lechem Haponim and the Karban Mincha. The Levoina, the Haktar of the Levoina, is compared to the haktara of the koimetz, removing the levoina from the lachem aponim is compared to the avodas hakmitza, being makta the levoina and the mizbeach hachitzain is compared to being makta the koimetz. The breads are compared to the mincha. The lechem aponim that's going to be eaten would be compared to the shiari mincha. And you have an idea where the lechem aponim broke, as a result they are chaser, still you can go and be makter the bezich elavoy. It just matters. When did it break? But there is a scenario, there's a permutation where it's okay to be makter the bezich elavoy despite the fact that the bread's achaser. If that's the case, it should be okay to be makter the koimetz despite the fact that the shirayim achaser. Satayinid Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, how could you tell me that it's all pashut? That if the shirayim achaser becomes a lakhtar, you can't be makter the koimetz. You see from the lechem upon him, you could do that. You see from the lechem upon him, that even though the bread's broke, meaning they were chaser, still it's okay to be makter the levoina. So the Gemara says, Amaleis, Rabbi Shlokish told, right? This is Rabbi Yechon talking straight to Reish Lakish, not the Gemara analyzing the machlaikis. They're talking to each other. Eisvei Rabbi Yechon on Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish has to respond. So Reish Lakish told him, Hamani Rabbi Eliezer, Gishmak. He said, maybe this is going coin to Rabbi Eliezer. We said in Amman Aleph, this Rabbi Eliezer that holds that even if all the Shirayim is gone, it's okay. Meaning, coin to Rabbi Eliezer, there's no, this is a moot conversation. We're all discussing a libid Rabbi Yeshua. So Reish Lakish told Rabbi Yechon, how do you know this is going according to Rabbi Yeshua? Maybe it's going coin to Rabbi Eliezer. Amaleis, Rabbi Yechon told Reish Lakish, I know I mean alecha mishnah shleima. I'm telling you a mishnah, a stam mishnah. Va'amrit liyat Rabbi Eliezer, and you're telling me it's Rabbi Eliezer. It can't be Rabbi Eliezer. You know why? Because he's Rabbi Eliezer. Matt, you're nifras. Why are we having this conversation only about where the lechem aponim broke? Broke means you're missing some crumbs. I feel sorrow for Ovid. I mean, it could be more dramatic. The whole thing could have been completely obliterated. Still, you're going to have nami machsher. So the Gemara says, ishtik. Reish Lakish heard that. He was quiet. Freik the Gemara. Now, this is where our analysis of this conversation kicks in. Freik the Gemara. V'amay shosak. So the Chachmei Bavli, they were sitting and writing the Gemara. They didn't understand this exchange. They said, Reish Lakish, that was it. He had no response to Rabbi Yechonon. He could have said a very nice lamdish svara. Lay, why did Reish Lakish tell Rabbi Yechonon? Tzibur shiny. The lechem upon him, if it's a carbon tzibur, right? It's not a carbon yachid, the lechem upon him. If it's a carbon, if you want to draw this parallel, then you'd have to compare it not to carbonus yachid, to carbonus tzibur. So maybe there's a nafkamina between a carbon yachid and a carbon tzibur. Why did Reish Lakish say, when I said there's a psul chaser, it's only by a carbon yachid, not by carbon tzibur? Now, what's the precedence that a carbon tzibur is more kula as it relates to psulin than a carbon yachid? Shani, tzefts gemara. Why did Rabbi Reish Lakish, why was he quiet? Lay malay, should have told him, tzibur shani. Hoyo v'ishtari, tumma v'gabay, yushnei nami chaseros. Amr Abad Bar Ahava. So Abad Bar Ahava was one of the chacham, one of the amiram that were discussing this. He says, aha! So you say meres, you know what you see from here? That the amiram, Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, they must have understood that the psul chaser is like a psul mum. It's a mincha missing some of its flowers, like an animal missing a limb. If that's the case, you don't find any kula in the psul mum when it comes to carbon tzibur. That's why they couldn't say it. But the Gemara continues. We're not finished. Yosef Rab Papa, the Kabbalah Shmait, Rabbi Papa comes into Shir one day, and he says over this whole exchange, everything that he heard, but the ganze ganzkeit, the machleik is Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, and the arguing libid Rabbi Shua, not a libid Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Yechon asks Reish Lakish akasha from Lechem Aponim with the whole intro with Lechem Aponim, and Reish Lakish responded, and then he was quiet. And then no one knew why he was quiet. And then Rabbi Abraham said, I know why he was quiet. A whole lumness that the psul chaser is like a psul bamum. And Rabbi Papa says, it's all over with a geshmak. And Rabbi Yosef is sitting there. Amalei Rabbi Yosef. So we have the gersa bar shmaya, but the Shita Mikubetzes takes out bar shmaya. Maybe he didn't know who Rabbi Yosef bar shmaya was. But either way, Amalei Rabbi Yosef, the Rabbi Papa, Rabbi Yosef told Rabbi Papa, Mila Yaskinan, I don't agree with them. I have a problem. Because who said that Machlokes Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish was ever in the first place talking about a Minchas Yachid? Maybe he was talking about a Minchas Tzibur. Meaning, our analysis began there. Why was Reish Lakish quiet? Why did Reish Lakish tell Rabbi Yechon on, I'm talking about a Minchas Yachid. You're telling me Lechem Aponim? Lechem Aponim is a carbon Tzibur. Elamai must be that Psul Chas is like Psul Vamom. Maybe Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish were discussing a Minchas Tzibur. Now, what's an example of a Minchas Tzibur? Minchas Leimer, the Tziburi, Upli, and so they are. Meaning, the reason Reish Lakish didn't come back and say, I'm talking about a Minchas Yachid and you're talking about a Minchas Tzibur, because they were talking about Minchas Tzibur. The Maksha sort of presupposed that a Mincha is always a Karban Yachid, but it's not true. There is an example of a Mincha that belongs to the Tzibur, and that is the Minchas Leimer that was brought, Tez Zayin Nisan, that was Matu Chadash. It was a very big deal, the Minchas Tzibur. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Malkiyoy. So Rav Malkiyoy said, right, Rav Malkiyoy, Tanu Chadash, one Brisa said, Misalta. She'im chasera kolshu psula. There's a braisa that teaches us that the soilus has to be complete. That if a little bit of the soilus is missing, it's possible. Mishamna teaches us, she'im chasera kolshu psula, that if a little bit of the shemen is missing, it's going to be incomplete. Tanya Yiduch is another braisa that says, v'nai seres min ha-mincha, prat le mincha shechsera hi, v'shechaser kumtza, v'shloi hikta milavai nasa klum. So Malkiah is bringing two braisas. Again, we're continuing to discuss the same inyan, a mincha that was chaser ben kmitza laktar. And Rav Malkiah said, I have two braisas that are sources for the psul chaser. So we didn't have the makar yet for the psul chaser. We have two machloikis in between Rav Yechon and Rish Lakish that discuss the psul chaser. Again, let's just chaser this. What are the two machloikis? And the first machloikis is, if the mincha was chaser before the kmitza, right? You prepared a mincha, you put it into a klisharis. That was the first gemara that the gemara discussed really quickly. And then we had the second one that the Gemara discussed in much greater detail. But the first one was, you have the mincha, you put it in a klisharis, before the kmitza, some of it is gone. So what's the halacha? Rav Yechonin says, just be mashlamit. It's the kmitza that completes the mincha. It's only from there that we look at it as a mincha chaseira. But if it happened before the kmitza, it's not. Shlokesh says, no, even if it's chaser before the mincha. That was the first. The second halacha was with the shirayim or chaser between the kmitza and the akhtar. Again, Rav Yechonin has the koyach that teira. Rabbi Yechon says it's okay. I'll leave it to Rabbi Shua even. And Rish Lakish says, no, it's going to be possible. So two machloikis. Kumtz again the Gemara. Rav Malkiah said, I have two braises that discuss the makar, which we didn't speak out yet, to this psul chaser. One makar is, it says, misalto, mishamna. That suggests it can't be chaser. I have another braise that says, v'hanay seris min ha-mincha. Prat le mincha shechaser hi, v'shechaser kumtza, v'sholay hikta melivas. Tzrei k'roi, v'chaseris lamalis. Rav Malkiah was bothered. What do I need to psul him for? So he said, lav, isn't the answer, chad le mincha shechaser kaidem kmitza, v'chad le shirayim shechaser ben kmitza laktar. One is probably to tell me that if the mincha became chaser before the kmitza, after it was in the klisharis, before did the kmitza, it's possible. And the second one is to tell me if it was chaser between the kmitza laktar. If that's the case, zok to gemara gishmak, you're holding cheshbin, fit you after the Rabbi Yechonon b'tshavayu. So I have a kash on both Rabbi Yechonon. The first Rabbi Yechonon said that if the mincha was chaser before the kmitza, just bring more silas from your house. I have a pasuk that says it's possible. The second Rabbi Yechonon says that it became chaser between the kmitza and akhtara. I have a mufurisher. Price that says, the Gemara says, lo, it's not mochachad le mincha shechaser kaidem kmitza. It's true. One is coming to tell me that if the mincha was chaser before kmitza, it's possible. But what does that mean? The imevi mi beisav yemaleno in viloi loy. It's going to be possible if it's chaser and you don't replenish it. But if you refill it, you replenish it, in that case, it is going to be okay. That's not a tuf to Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Yechonon said you have to replenish it. He agrees that if you don't do that, it's going to be a problem. The chad and the second one is l'shirayim shechasru ben kmitz laktar. The second one's coming to teach me if the shirayim was chasru ben kmitz laktar, the avagaf the makta kaimitz alei, not to tell me you can't be makta the kaimitz. You could be makta the kaimitz. That's Rabbi Yechonon Shita. Stating that what the Bryce is telling me, that even if you are makta the kaimitz, oison shirayim asru l'achila, the shirayim is going to be asru l'achila. Even Rabbi Yochanan, who has this koich d'atera, who says that if the shirayim were chasav ekmitza l'aktara, you could be makta the kaimitz, he never said you could eat the shirayim. And this is a chiddush. So ordinarily, the haktaras ha-kaimitz was makta the shirayim l'achila. But once the shirayim is chasar, the kaimitz is not makta even the shirayim that you have. So the remaining the shirayim from the shirayim, right? Even that's what the Gemara is going to say in a second. See, even the shirayim that's left over, even those shirayim, the halacha is not okay. Says the Gemara, the ibayilu, right? You can't eat it. The ibayilu, the divrei oimer shirayim, the divrei oimer. What's that? The divrei oimer shirayim shechasu b'kitzel haktara. According to the Madam of that that if the shirayim was chasu between kitzel haktara, makter comes out. You could be makter the kinds. Oisin shirayim man be'achila. Are you allowed to eat the shirayim? Amaz iris is the iris said. Amar kra the pasuk says v'hanoiseres. The leftover shirayim you could eat. V'loi hanoiseres min hanoiseres. Not the shirayim from the shirayim. How many years have you gone to Tish? You never heard of Shirayim from Shirayim, right? I taught him something. No? See that? That's kind of lifted a little bit of your mission to hear about Shirayim and Ashirayim. Rabbi Yaim still my skill eggs, but the Gemara says, Shirayim, Alish Shirayim, and Ashirayim. Rabbi Yaim, Rabbi Yaim says, Meha Mincha, Mincha Shayim. You learned it out from a different passage, but the bottom line is, whatever the Makar is, it's this Brysa is not going to be a steer to Rabbi Yaim. We'll just end with one Ha'ara. Just one Rashi that's literally Sisrei Torah. A Rashi on the bottom of Amud Aleph. So Rashi's discussing Shitas Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua, as we saw, said his halacha both in the context of Menachis and in the context of Zvachim. And that is that if you're bringing a Karban Mincha and all the Shirayim disappeared, it was Nitma, it was Nisraf, it was Neva, you have no Shirayim anymore. Rabbi Eliezer says, not a problem. Be makter the kaimitz. What's to do with the kaimitz? Be makter the kaimitz. There's no shirai. Okay, there's no shirai. But as it relates to the kaimitz, that's not a problem. Shua says, no. If you don't have shirai, you can't bring the kaimitz. Shua said the same halacha regarding gezevach. You have the kain as the dam, he did shchita, kabbalah, he's about to do zrika with the dam, and he realizes there's no basa. So if there's a kezayis, it's fine. But if there's not even a kezayis of basa, or there's not even a kezayis of chaleb, you can't do the achila, you can't do the akhtara, says Rabbi Yeshua, you can't do the zrika. Now what's pashup shah? What's what? Why not? What does the zrika have to do with the basa? What does zrika have to do with the emur? So after learning Masechtas Vachen and a few blad of Masechtas Menachos, we know that the zrika served two functions. The primary function of the Zrika was, it was the Maratza. It was what made the carbon happen. So if somebody was Chayiv Chatas, because he was Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigig, if somebody was Chayiv Oyla, because he promised, he made a neder and a dava to bring a carbon oil to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If somebody was Chayiv Atoida, because he's one of the Arba Tzrichim Lahaydas, so he would take the carbon, give it over to the Kayin. The Kayin would have to do the Dalet Avodas. Once he did the Zrika, everything was done. If he didn't do the Zrika, nothing was done. So the Zrika was the Meratza. It was, everything was contingent upon the Zrika. So the primary function of the Zrika was to make the carbon happen. It is by far the most integral part of the Avoda of a carbon. Without a question, numero uno is Zrika. There's no debate. Zrika is it. It's what's Meratza. It's what's Olu L'Bayim L'Shem Chayva. It all happens with the Zrika. But the Zrika had a secondary purpose as well. And the secondary function of the Zrika was, is that in order to eat the basar of a carbon, or in order to be makter the emurim on the mizbeach, you needed to do something to be makter it. The Zrika was the makter. So the Zrika served two functions. Number one, it was the mechaper, it was the meratza. Number two, it was also the makter. So we understand now the link between the dam and the basar. The dam is what's makter the basar. The dam is what's makter the emurim on the mizbeach. He says a gevaldige chiddush. He says, if you don't have a kezayis of basar, either lachila or lahaktara, that means this zrika is not going to be able to be matir basar. If it can't accomplish its secondary purpose, it can't accomplish its primary purpose either. Rabbi Eliezer says, what does the secondary purpose have to do with the primary purpose? Secondary purpose, very nice. It's shiori mitzvah. Okay, so you can't be mekayim the shiori mitzvah. But as long as I can accomplish what I wake up in the morning to do, which is, from the Zrika's perspective, to be mechaper, to be meratzah, so who cares, I can't be mechaper. But Yeshua says, no. A Zrika has to do two things. It has to be meratzah, it has to be mater. If there's nothing to be mater, it means it's not, a Zrika has to be mater. If the Zrika is not being mater, you can't do Zrika. It's a chiddush, but that's poshet pshat in the lumdis of Shittas Rabbi Yeshua. Stating that, take a look at Rashi. The second to last Rashi, on the bottom of the Daf Tes Amud Aleph, Dibra Masko, Kechatzi Zay Yischei Levein Zark. Zok Rashi, She'ein achilas basar v'achilas mizbeach mitzdarfim. All right, from here. Zrika's dam, says Rashi, eina elo lahater emurim l'mizbeach u'basar l'dam. The purpose of Zrika is, eina elo, its whole purpose, just translate the words of Rashi, eina elo lahater emurim l'mizbeach u'basar l'dam. V'kim in the avnu shneim, so says Rabbi Shua, if I don't have basar, I don't have emurim, Zrika lam. Why am I doing Zrika? The purpose, what's the main tachlis of Zrika? It's to be matah. So if I can't be matah, what's the purpose of Zrika? Rashi says, right there, that's what the Zrika is all about. The Zrika is about being matah. Boss, that's all nike, hanem moichlem, bailem, eschad. This is all shiori mitzvah. It's all very nice, wonderful, beautiful. You do akhtar at night, you can't even do avoid at night. It's a whole different deal. The ikr, Zrika, lama. The purpose of Zrika is Ein El Lahata. You don't ask this kasha. The Briskerov asked this kasha. It says Rashi Sisrei Tayr. And the truth is, if you want to just take it one step further, and we'll stop here. Sechtes Vachem, we learned a lot about Zrika Shalaybim Kaimai. So you know every Zrika had to be on a certain part of the Mizbeach. But what if you did the Zrika in the wrong place? You took the Chatas and you did a Lamata Michot Asikra. Or you brought an Asham and you did a Lamaila Michot Asikra. Or the Chatas wasn't on the Karnois. So the halach is, it's okay. Because Zrika Shalaybim Kaimai is Kim Kaimai Dami. Stating that, the Shmuel and Rish Lakish and Zvachim Chavav say the basar is going to be asar. And basar asar means the kehanim are not allowed to eat the basar, the bailam are not allowed to eat the basar, and even the mizbeach can't eat the basar. I mean, you can't even do haktara. So I have a hechitimtza where there's a zrika. It's a zrika that's meratza, that's not mata basar. It's not mata emurim. So how could you tell me that the beer in Rabbi Yeshua is that it's impossible? It's impossible to have a zrika that's not mata basar, that's not mata emurim, because the whole matara of the zrika is to be matar, and if it's not mata zrika lama, zrika shalei b'mkoymei teichiach, that's a zrika, and at the same time, it's not matar, and we'll stop here.